Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
It's National Wine Day today. So go grab yourself a case. Sit back, relax, and enjoy. This is today. Welcome to This Is Today, the podcast that features the stories that make this day unique. It's Tuesday, May 25th, 2021. I'm Russ, and here's what you need to know about today. Yeah, it's National Wine Day today, and as I said, you know, just go ahead and pick yourself up a case, because if you haven't been listening to the podcast, there's like 240-some-odd episodes for you to catch up on, so maybe you could do that today. Just listen to podcast after podcast while you enjoy wine. I am predicting that the podcasts will get better and better the more you drink. At least that's what my friends tell me. It's also Towel Day today. And what the heck is that? Well, if you read the book, The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, you know what this is all about. Towel Day was started in 2001, just 2 weeks after the death of the author of that book, Douglas Adams. Fans essentially will carry a towel around with them. If you want more information about this, go to towelday.org. All right, we've got several events to talk about today, and I've got a special guest. So we gotta jump right into this here, into our events. On this day in 1951, Willie Mays began playing for the New York Giants. He was named National League Rookie of the Year that year. And then he went to go serve in the Army from 1952 to 1954. In the 1954 World Series, when he made his return, oh man, he did this over-the-shoulder catch that people still consider one of the greatest moments in baseball. Now, if you watch that moment, you're going to note that his baseball cap flies off of his head. Was that because, you know, he was running so fast, perhaps, and it just, you know, like the wind speed just knocked it off? No, he would actually do a hat that was too large for show, essentially, so that it would fall off for that little bit of extra drama. He was MVP of the National League that year in 1954. In 58, the Giants, of course, moved to San Francisco, and now their ballpark is located at 24 Willie Mays Plaza. All right, we move now to 1961, and I'm going to do something a little different here. Instead of me telling you what happened on this day in 1961, I'm going to bring on a space policy expert, Wendy Whitman Cobb. Hey, Wendy, how are you?
I'm good. How about you?
Good. So tell us, what happened on this day in 1961?
May 25th, 1961, President John F. Kennedy goes down to Congress and gives a speech on urgent needs to the Congress and proposes to send a man to the moon by the end of the decade and bring him safely back. And what's really neat about this is the U.S. had all of 15 minutes experience in space, just less than a month prior to it with Al Shepard's first flight in space, making him the first American, but the second person to the Soviet Union's Yuri Gagarin. So this was a really sort of bold, audacious sort of undertaking for him to propose that the United States could actually do something like this in 8-9 short years.
And then, of course, now he wasn't able to be there for that because of the assassination, but it did happen. It happened by the end of the decade.
It did. And it's really actually fascinating. So everybody sort of remembers the Rice University speech where he says, you know, we do these hard things, not because they're easy, but because they're hard. But this is sort of really that first moment where the Apollo program becomes sort of a real thing that we could actually consider. And it really sets a stage, not just for the United States and sort of achievements in space, but also for what we've sort of expected space policy to look like ever since. And so everybody's sort of like wants the president to come out and say, this is the big thing that we're going to do. And several of them have tried, but none had the success that Kennedy had. And there's a lot of reasons for that. One, the first one being primarily, it was the Cold War. This was a national urgent competition that we needed to show the rest of the world that the United States could do bigger things, better things than the Soviet Union. And so this all becomes swept up in part of that Cold War narrative.
Wow. You know, okay. So we know the names. We've got, you know, Jack Kennedy. We've got Lyndon Johnson. There's new names in space now, like Jeff Bezos and Elon Musk, and they are basically going to help us get into space at some point with the whole space tourism.
Yeah, it's really exciting that the space race that was started in the 1960s is sort of replaying itself itself now with the space race amongst the billionaires and really sort of pushing each other, much like the Soviet Union and the United States did. They're pushing each other to new achievements and making spaceflight cheaper, more accessible, and really sort of providing a lot more people the ability to send things into space or even go to space themselves.
And you know what? We've got a whole podcast about it. If you head over, there's a link in the description to our latest Learning More episode, which drops today. And I talked to Wendy about space tourism. And one thing that we reveal is when we're going to get our chance. And also we talk about the safety, of course, the expense, and what's behind all these billionaires. Why do they want to do this? We get into all of that on an episode of Learning More. Had a great time talking to Wendy, and had a great time talking to you today, Wendy. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
All right, we turn now to 1992. Yeah, Jay Leno became the permanent host of The Tonight Show. Yeah, there was that whole scandal there where basically he left, Conan O'Brien took over after Jay said he'd retire after 5 years, and then he decided to come back. Yeah, that's how Jay Leno talks. He came back and hosted The Tonight Show again after leaving it to Conan O'Brien for, well, a few months. That whole thing was a huge mess. And actually, if you go back to our September 27th show from last year, I talk a lot about the whole Tonight Show thing. It's a fun one. I know, you know, it's about the events of that day, but maybe go check it out. That's what Jay Leno would say. There you go. There. I did two Jay Leno bad impersonations. On this day in 2011, the last episode of the Oprah Winfrey Show aired. The long-running TV program was over, and I'm sure she gave away something. Maybe she gave away the show. I don't know. I didn't watch. I probably should have. I know what she didn't give away. An Apple. An Apple One. Yeah, those computers, they auction for so much money. On this day, an Apple One auctioned for $668,000. Yeah, well, it's got quite a history. Actually, even back in 1999, you could buy one on auction for $50,000. Right now, in case you're wondering, the highest auction price that I could find was in 2014 for $905,000. And if you want to get one, well, you can head over to eBay. You can get one for $1.7 million on eBay. Wow. All right. I rarely talk about events that happened in 2020, but I do have to mention what happened last year on this day. George Floyd, a 46-year-old unarmed man, was killed during an arrest in Minneapolis, Minnesota. This led to massive protests around the world. It also generated greater support for the Black Lives Matter movement. The police officer that killed George was recently convicted of murder. The Floyd family will be spending the day with President Biden. Now, there's a website, georgefloydmc.org, and that is the George Floyd Memorial Center. They are doing a Zoom rally today. They're calling it a day of enlightenment, and they invite you to join them. Just head over to, as I mentioned, georgefloydmc.org. All right, let's take a look at our birthdays for today. Anne Heche is 52 today. Frank Oz was born on this day in 1944. Ali Rasman is 27. Mike Myers is 58. Amy Klobuchar is 61. Jamie Kennedy turns 51 today. And Molly Sims is 48. That's your look at May 25th. Thanks for listening to This Is Today. We do our best to pull together all the correct information. If we made a mistake and you heard it, you're super smart and we're super sorry. Be sure to subscribe wherever you get your podcasts and give us a 5-star if you think we deserve it. If you'd like to make sure that we cover something on a future episode, let us know. Just go to thisistodaypodcast.com to make suggestions, give us feedback, and see our other podcasts. And we do have a new episode of Learning More coming out tomorrow morning. There is a link in the description. I hope you enjoyed learning about today. I'm Russ, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.